What's good, everybody? It's Hits Digital Radio. We up in here. Got Jimmy, got Rax on the line. What's going on, sir?
Hey, yo, what's good, man?
I can't call it, man. I'm so happy we made the transition to YouTube now, as well as we on Anchor and all these other different platforms, but it feels good to finally be on here. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
So YouTube world, we off in here. We're going to talk about a few things. You know what I mean? But first, Jimmy, how's your weekend been, man? What you been doing?
Oh, man, it's been chill, man. I went down to go see the family and, you know, it's just trying times, you know.
Right.
My mom lost a cousin.
Really?
Yeah, I want to say it was, you know, I guess natural causes. Mm. She was up in age, so.
How old was she?
Cousin Lila was, I want to say, 79.
Mm.
78.
I said 78. Well, yeah. Well, according to the Bible, I mean, at this, you know, past 70, you doing good. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So, you know, my condolences. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man.
But other than that, man, what you been doing outside of that? Been to any nice restaurants? Or?
No, man. I'm per the situation going on. I'm trying to just stay out the way, man.
Yeah, because I know you got the new lady friend. You know, y'all be out eating shrimp and lobster and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, I calmed that down per the situation.
Yeah, as you should, because it's getting bad out here. And that brings me to one of the topics we're going to talk about. You know, we're going to touch on a few topics. This COVID is running wild, y'all. Running wild.
Yeah, C-19 is no joke.
Yeah, man. You really, really need to wear your mask. It's serious out here. That's for sure. Very serious.
Yeah, man.
So, I'm not even going to brief you guys on what the topics are ahead of time, but we're going to go through them. We're going to do this a little different and just see how it feels to you guys, okay? So, we're going to start with Jimmy. Have you heard about what happened to Boosie?
Yes, I did.
That's horrible, ain't it?
Exactly.
But he had
it. What's really going on, man? Because it's like
rappers dying by the boatload.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, it's just
it's
like,
not funny, but
you know, I mean, it's like they're expendable. Like they used to be kind of like held at a different, you know, standard. Now it's like they gone before a regular cat. You know, it's like, oh my God, what are we doing, people?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, in my opinion, I'm gonna keep it real. A lot of rappers are on this social media and they doing too much.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. You know, nobody deserves to die over it, though. But at the end of the day, you held accountable for whatever you do out here. And exactly. I'm not saying that nobody did anything. Rest in peace to King Von and Mo 3. But, you know, when you doing a lot, it puts you in a certain situation to where you have to expect something to happen.
Right.
I mean, you got money. You stunting on niggas and all of that. So at the end of the day, somebody's going to want to eat off your plate. It's just the way that it goes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, man. You know, I think, you know, the type of music that, you know, the Lils are doing, Lils, youngsters, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, the new generation. I mean, it's what they speak about is what I think that brings that kind of attraction to them, that type of energy to them, I should say.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, it seems to come back, if that makes sense. But again, I say rest in peace, King Von and Mo 3. And Boosie went to the, I think he went to the funeral.
No, no, he went to the visual. He went to the memorial service for.
Oh, he went to the memorial. And that's where they shot him in the leg at?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I wonder what he's thinking right now.
He probably think he should have stayed his ass at home.
Right. You might should have stayed at home. You should have might been via satellite to memorialize or be involved in what was going on. Even though I get it, you know, that's your man's and them, so you know, you want to be there. But I think we in a different type of time, man. Where you really got to second guess, you know, your movements out here. It's just not a thing you should just do.
Yeah.
But I guess in that case, he felt like he had to do it. So salute to him.
Exactly. You know,
and hopefully he be well and blessed. You know what I'm saying? And again, that C-19, you know, like we were saying earlier, R&B artist from Chicago, where, you know, my hometown,
right,
Jeremiah, a few days ago they were saying that he was in the ICU, but they saying he kind of better now because he's responsive. You know what I'm saying? And I heard that on, I think it was on 50 page, you know, he had posted that it looks like he's doing a little bit better. I pray that's the case. You know what I'm saying? And prayers go up to him. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, most definitely.
And unfortunately, huh? I don't know why I'm laughing. But what you about to say?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, for, you know, my information source, Verge, TMZ, they said the prognosis is bad because he's on a ventilator in the ICU, and it's gotten worse.
Right.
So I don't know, you know,
and what.
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm getting a thing on my computer that's saying that the computer is running low. Hold on. Hold on. We can't do this like that.
Right.
And just, let's drop it over there. And let me plug this thing up. That almost went bad. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of stuff you're going to see. You know, I got my behind-the-scenes camera up. Wasn't paying attention to the battery. I'm trying to figure all this out. You know what I'm saying? Because this is like, you know, only maybe second time being on YouTube. So, you see, I got notes. Because I'm sitting here in front of this computer, I'm watching Streamlab, I'm watching Discord. I feel like I'm at a disco in this motherfucker. But yeah, but at the end of the day, I got it working again. So we back up. So anyway, let's go to. Did you hear? Why am I laughing? Did you hear that there was a dentist/rapper Dr. Rose that got shot and robbed in Dallas?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, what did you think about that? The niggas a dentist and a rapper,
right?
I mean, what's your take on it? Shit, I'm confused.
My take on it is, for some reason, I'm feeling that whatever the situation is, rappers have a bullseye on their back, so to speak.
So you saying dentists do too then, huh?
Well, maybe not the dentist portion. His dentist life, he's probably safe.
Right.
When you try to transition to that rap life, it's like... And just speaking on that, it was... Chicago rapper or Entourage maybe who spoke about rapper T.I. and said, mind his business, old nigga.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, it's like, nobody's safe.
No, no.
Or the ones that stay out the way, really, you know. So, like I said, with the dentist, he probably got into that line of fire due to the rap side of his life, his lifestyle choice of a rap career.
Right, right. Well, I got Lynn for real behind the camera today. Would you go to a dentist that rap?
No.
No? No, you wouldn't go to a dentist that rap? Absolutely not. Even if he was skilled in, you know, I mean, he doing celebrities and everybody.
That's cool. Wow. But I want you to be professional. I don't want to be in the club and run into you. Absolutely not.
Right. Right, you run into your dentist at the club.
Absolutely not.
It don't even feel right, do it?
No.
So, well, you know, let's send our prayers up to him that he'll be better, Mr. Dr. Rose.
And, right.
You know, yeah. rapper. And hopefully he, you know, he'll be good too, man. God bless all these people.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
to get back on the C-19 again. Did you hear that Erykah Badu tested positive for C-19 in one nostril? Right. Is that even possible? Because both nostrils are close together.
Right.
So it only went in one nostril.
Right.
Please break that down for me, Jimmy. Tell me how that happens. Well, please.
My scientific knowledge tells a false statement that can't be real. She got it in one, it's in the other. You not, I mean, okay.
Right, I'm not a doctor, but don't at some point up one side of your nose, don't it mean to connect?
Yeah,
I mean, am I wrong?
Right, correct.
The nasal cavity was a damn nasal cavity.
Right. Right. I mean, your nasal cavity
You had one nasal cavity separate from the other nasal cavity. I mean, it's one nasal cavity. I mean, I thought maybe I'm stupid and shit. I don't know.
Right. I mean, I'm confused by that, Jim. I'm totally confused by that.
Most definitely.
But I saw that.
It makes sense.
I'm like, geez, if you can get COVID up one nostril.
Then, one nostril positive, one is negative. My goodness.
She might as well wore half a mask. She didn't even need a whole mask.
Exactly.
It only went up one side of your nose.
Wow. Damn.
Okay, I'm tired. But
that kind of set the stage for how serious it is. Because you can get it up one nostril. It's serious at that point.
Yeah, it is. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in to the channel, this is Hits Digital Radio / podcast. You sitting here listening to me, Jimmy Gat Racks, and Lynn for real behind the camera. She's behind the scenes, but she's gonna come to the forefront soon. But let me just speak to our sponsor this evening. One of our sponsors this evening is AndresDelishRecipes.com, and that's another channel that we have called AndresDelishRecipes.com. Basically, Andre's Kitchen. I'm sorry, pardon me. Andre's Kitchen. I'm sipping. But check that out. Episode 1. It's up. And I'll be doing a series of my top 5 ground turkey delish recipes. The book is coming with that. And it's per the pandemic to give people somewhat of a healthier way to cook. It's all ground turkey recipes. No pork, no beef, no chicken, none of that. Just good ground turkey. And I'm going to be making some wonderful, tasty, delicious recipes for you guys. On the low, for the cheap. You know what I'm saying? To help you guys out through this pandemic. Help myself, because my wife just made ground turkey spaghetti the other day. So, you know, we helping ourselves to the same thing. But anyway, now let's touch on speaking of my wife, Jimmy. Let me tell you what she said to me earlier. I was trying to do just some work around the house, so I figured I would go outside and mow the lawn. Now, I know probably you and me, well, I don't know if you do this though, but I decided to just put on some old shorts like I got on now. You know, the people can't see it, you know, but I got on like some, you know, just some housewear. And I slipped on these shoes and was headed out the door. And she said, "Where you going with them shoes on?" I said, "These are my work shoes. I'm just going out to work on the, you know, work on the grass instead of the third." She like, "Where you going in them next times?" I'm like, "What do you mean next times?" She said, "Next time you'll probably get you a better pair." I said, "You mother," you know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I like them shoes because they're comfortable. I got them from Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's just something to work in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who's working in Jordans or
don't ask that question,
or Yeezys and all of that? Jimmy, are you mowing grass in Yeezys?
No, most of it.
So yeah, those, and I like that name. My next times. Next time I get a better pair of shoes, but I'm still not mowing the grass in it. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But okay, back to the topics. Okay, let's get serious here. Back to the topics. Independent artists. You know, I don't know if y'all follow my Instagram. It's at Giant the R&B Bully. And I don't even know if I introduced myself for the people. So if I didn't and you're just tuning in, I'm Giant the R&B Bully, a.k.a. Andre Marcellus, original member of R. Kelly and Public Announcement. So I know since I just said that, there's a lot of questions, but we won't go into that this episode. I will go further into it later and give you guys an inside scoop on certain stories and things, you know, just my journey in that. But independent artists, this is a place for you. So it's like independent artists, entrepreneurs, Hits Digital Radio is just a part of my main company, which is the entertainment company, and that's Hits Digital Entertainment Global. And that's somewhat of the record label. Then we have Hits Digital Media Global and Hits Digital Radio and also Hits Digital Films All Access. So just like this is getting filmed now, and this is like my main camera, this is like my main camera, but I also have a behind the scenes camera where you can see my lighting in the back and know that this is actually behind the scenes. So this will be on the Hits Digital Films All Access channel, this camera I'm pointing in right now. So guys, go over there and check that out. You'll probably see our mistakes and all of that, because what we basically doing right now, since I don't know how to edit yet, this is unedited.
Right.
Unedited. That's why I just had to unfiltered. Plug up the unfiltered, unedited. And it's and it's just going to be whatever. You know what I'm saying, Jimmy? I mean, it's going to be whatever until I figure it out and actually can start editing. So we're keeping it real with y'all, and that's what we're going to do all the time on this channel. And this is just something brief just to get a nice little introduction going. And, you know, we just vibing out. So if you want a place to come, listen to some topics, listen to some conversations, come here. We're going to talk our shit. you know, and give our perspective, which might not be the right one, but we're going to give you a perspective, and you can choose to look at it however you want to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, exactly. So now, Jimmy, let me see what else we got. What else we got, man? Again, independent artists, you can hit us up at hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com. And if you do that, hit up Jimmy. Jimmy got racks with two S's.
Right.
And I have all that information in the description. And here's a place you can promote. We'll promote you. We'll do a review. And, you know, I've been in the music business for over 20 years. 20 years. Among no one but the best of the best. Let's be clear. You know, it's unfortunate that Kales is in jail, but he was the biggest R&B dude out here. And when you speak about these versus battles and all that kind of stuff that's going on, no one in R&B could even attempt to battle him. And that's a fact.
Right.
That's a fact. And speaking of battles, I guess Jeezy and Gucci Mane is doing a versus battle. Everybody seemed to be excited about it. I think it's November 19th, right? Jimmy. I think we lost Jimmy. Yeah, I think we lost Jimmy. Oh, well. Maybe he'll chime back in. But yeah, people, the versus battle, Jimmy and Gucci Mane, November 19th.
Jimmy and Gucci Mane.
Oh, shit. Jeezy and Gucci Mane. I'm thinking about this Negro that just fell off. Jeezy and Gucci Mane, people, November 19th. Now, why are you laughing?
Jimmy and Gucci Mane.
But, I gotta stop sipping.
I don't know if you're sipping or Jimmy sipping.
Right. Somebody's sipping.
We all sipping.
Okay. So, in my opinion, which probably no one gives a shit, but I see Jeezy winning this. What you think? I see Jeezy taking this.
Yeah.
Gucci Mane got some hits now.
Absolutely.
He has plenty of hits.
Jeezy, I'm
going to
lean towards Jeezy.
Jeezy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jeezy.
I like Gucci. I like a few things that Gucci did, but Jeezy, I think Jeezy.
Yeah, Jeezy. The snowman.
Okay. And
whoever's watching this, you're watching this, hit us up in the comments and give, you know what I'm saying, and give your opinion. And shortly, we'll be taking calls. We new here. I'm figuring things out. So bear with me. You might not be into this so tough right now, but we growing. It's going to be exciting for you guys. Trust and believe. We're going to have great guests, great things going on. Come through. Like, subscribe, share. Tell your mama, your sister, your brother. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't going nowhere, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
We ain't going nowhere, so we will be here.
And then for real's coming with her pandemic radio.
Okay. Lynn for real. And wait till you guys get a
pandemic
load of that.
Radio, baby. Pandemic.
Pandemic radio. Okay. Well, let's see. What else we got here? I'm going to have to further the show and things like that, if you'd like to donate or whatever the case may be, feel free to do that. We should soon, once we start going live, we had a super chat up and all of that. Right now, the Cash App is Hits Digital ENT. Feel free to donate, because like I say, we ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? I done been in this too long. This is just a transition for me right now. So, And that's basically because I want to help other artists, because I've seen so many sides of this business, probably all of the sides.
Oh, yeah.
From the business to the creative to recording. And that's another thing. I'm going to be releasing songs too. Shortly. I'm going to be releasing songs. I probably got over 300 songs recorded. And I was hesitant to start releasing them seriously because I got a few records out there. Y'all can go and research that. But I was a little reluctant to do that because it has that full-blown traditional 90s Kells, R. Kelly, and Public Announcement sound. And I was reluctant to do that because the sound has changed so much. But now I don't give a damn. I'm going to let it ride. And you guys are going to enjoy it.
People are thirsty for that. They want that bad.
Yeah, yeah, real talk.
That bad. You can't fuck the mumble mouth. I'm sorry.
Mumble rap.
You can't fuck the mumble mouth or mumble rap. Right. The romantic. Okay, maybe these 19-year-olds can, but
right.
People are thirsty for old school. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's...
R&B. I mean...
Yeah, it's the music that feels good.
Eventually, feels I hate good. To say it, but Beyonce is going to kind of, you know, kind of dwindle away this, that, and the other mm-hmm. because she ain't on that mumble mouth board. But, I mean... Eventually, people gonna come and go. They're gonna come and go. And they're gonna be thirsting for some stuff that means something, some substance. They want that. I mean, true people that. Are craving that right now. A couple artists, even The Dream, mentioned like a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
him and another artist was trying to, I think him and Beyonce, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Him and Beyonce. You know, wrote a lot of shit for Beyonce, but they trying to get back into bringing regular music back, you know, music with some substance and old school and just feel good music. And the rap is cool. I'm not against rap whatsoever.
Right, I like a lot of rap.
We got 15,000 kids, and they all in their mama mouth age bracket. So yeah, I mean, come on.
And when she say 15,000 kids, that's not literal, people. We got four children.
4 kids equal 15,000.
Okay.
Point blank, period. In this day and age, because it's about 1 kid equal 5,000 kids apiece in this day and age, because they're all going through this millennial bullshit. I mean, come on. I mean, but everybody wants that old school feeling back. They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Lynn for real is getting loose. At this point, I'm turning her mic up.
Please don't. I'm in the background just speaking my mind because, hey, I'm from that era.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering what the hell happened to Jimmy. That is strange. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimmy got a date tonight. That's
probably what with that new lady friend he got. You know what I'm saying? She might be sitting right there.
You better tell Jimmy business first and pleasure later.
Okay.
Tell him that right now.
Pleasure later. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I say, like, subscribe, share, comment. We're going to probably do another show probably Wednesday because I got to figure out what all I just did just now and make sure that this all went right.
Oh, it's going to be cold. It's going to be all right.
But at the end of the day, we really, really... I'm happy to be here, really. And all my other channels, I'm gonna put up in the description, so you guys can kind of flip flop. And like I said, my Instagram is Giant the R&B Bully, okay. And you can also go on Instagram and see Andre's Delish Recipes. That's on there, and Hits Digital Media Global. That's also on there. And I'm still putting together the Andre Marcellus collection, which is going to be, it's going to start out like a t-shirt, kind of like sporty type of you dig, but then we're going to move it on to cut and sew. So we're working on that too. So that's something you can just go check out if you ain't doing shit. If you don't care, fuck it. Don't go see it. But we had a good time. Jimmy fell off, so We're going to work the kinks out, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday.
And I'm going to loosen you up. I got something for you.
All right.
I ain't Jaguar right, but I'm just right. I'm going to loosen your ass on up.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we out of here, people. Peace and good night.